There are 60,000 documents, artifacts, recordings, embroidered tapestries, and photos archived at the Philadelphia Folklore Project. Yet you could easily pass their small row house in West Philadelphia without even noticing. Yet if the Folk Project was a soundtrack, you would hear something like this.
It's storytelling time!
Deborah Kurdish founded the Philadelphia Folklore Project 27 years ago to explore and document the many cultures that define the city. As it grew, it became a place where people congregate, exhibit, exchange ideas, and plan far-reaching grassroots projects. Today, as the major collaborative work called Honoring African American Ancestors winds down, the focus is on a residency by the Philadelphia-based Liberian Women's Chorus for Peace.
These are women who were involved in peace work, incredible Liberian musicians who are using traditional song and recontextualized traditional song and new compositions to address gender violence, to speak out against domestic abuse and violence in the community, and to help people think about alternative ways to be with one another.
The group approached the Folk Project because it wanted to tackle the family conflicts that come when women's roles change in a new country and subvert tradition, balancing the needs to preserve traditions while adapting to new models is a common tension for immigrants, and it's also the project's core mission. Folklorist Selena Morales has been working for the project for the past 4 years, and it's its new president. Folk traditions, she says,
have to be relevant now. Because of that, they're projecting into the future what people want to see, what people want to continue. It's a commitment.
This commitment manifests in many ways, adds Morales, who spent her first years at the center getting a sense of the holdings in the project's vast archive. The group diligently preserved the stories and folk narrative materials created here by immigrant artists. She remembers one in particular.
There's a beautiful 7-foot-long Hmong story cloth that chronicles the migration pattern and displacement since when they started in China and moved through Laos and then into refugee camps in Thailand and then to Philadelphia.
There was also a series of needleworks taught by elder Palestinian refugees to younger artists that depict symbols and stitches from towns that are no longer there. Both Morales and Kurdish see the Folklore Project as a living, vibrant organization that breathes, so to speak, to the rhythm of different communities. One vivid example is a documentation project proposed by the organization Asian American United around the 2012 student boycott at South Philadelphia High School. It was a protest against violent attacks, racial harassment, and the school district's initial response.
And what they wanted to do was to take a minute to reflect upon what they learned during that organizing and to write about and to create into an exhibition an example of how traditions of organizing are passed on within a community.
The result was the exhibition We Cannot Keep Silent, a wall journal populated by photos, pamphlets, and written testimonials from the participants. As Deborah Kurdish retires to write and perhaps to rest a bit after 27 years of bringing people together and organizing festivals, she's reflecting on the project's legacy. She delights in the fact that it has made sure people and communities so busy finding their place in society don't cast aside their folk traditions.
Where you can be saying, this is really important. You know, we think this is really good, and you may want to hold on to this. And what does this mean? And oh my gosh, here's somebody who may be for multiple generations in a family, the ones who know how to weave, or the ones who know this song tradition or this epic tradition. This is incredibly valuable knowledge and an incredible resource and an asset.
Deborah Kurdish, founder and outgoing president of the Philadelphia Folklore Project. I'm Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.